Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Bechayrus Parak Hey Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrabas Rachol Shishi B'zachar Find Receiving Hagon Bikaruf Mamish. And Mishnah Beis tells us Bishamay says Loi Mani Yisrael Mekayin Al Bechar. A Yisrael and a Kayin are not allowed to be together on a Bechar, which means when a Kayin Shechts a Bechar is a Baal Mum and he's sitting down for a great Suda, he's not allowed to invite Yisrael with him. In other words, Bishamay holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat from a Bechar, only a Kayin. Whereas Beis Hill my turn, Beis Hill allows. Vafilu Nachar, even a non-Jew is allowed to eat from a Bechar, according to Beis Hill, whom he passed. Like the meat of a bechar bal mum is mutter to be eaten by anybody. The Mishnah continues: bechar shal chazay dam, a bechar that had this blood issue, and back in the day they would do hakazas dam, bloodletting. They would do some sort of medical procedure. They would take out some of the blood, and that helped heal the person or the animal that had this blood issue. So the bechar has this issue. Afilu hu meis, even if he's going to end up dying, ein makiz loy dam, no doing hakazas dam. The Rabbi Huda's opinion. That's because it's very possible that it will get a mum kavua when hakazas dam happens, and Rabbi Huda holds davar she'ein mes. Chavin is Usur, that if you're over an Isser, even though you didn't have Kavana to be over that Isser, still, at the end of the day, the Isser happened. You placed the moment of Bechar, so it's Usur to do Akazas Adam. Or Zacham and Melchom say that no, Yakiz, he could do Akazas Adam, as long as he's very careful not to put a mom in it, meaning do it in a spot, or just do the procedure in a way that a mom won't happen. V'im Usur by mom, if a mom did end up happening, Harez Lo Yashchadalov, he's not allowed to shecht it at all because he ended up putting a moment of the Bechar. And we're going to learn about that later, that if a person puts a moment of Bechar, he's not allowed to shecht it. Or Shimon and Rav Shimon says, Yakiz, no problem. Do Hakazas Adam, no issues. Afal Pishoyas of my mom, even though he's going to end up putting a mom on it, that's because Rav Shimon holds Darvash Ein Mischavin's mutter. He had no kavana, no intention whatsoever to do this mom, and therefore there's no problem, even lechatchila, to do Hakazas Adam. On to Mishnah Gimel, more about putting a mom on a Bechar. Hatsoyer Ba'ez on a Bechar, if a person nicks the ear of a Bechar, and that is a mom, Hariz Eloi Shachar Elomis to Rav Blazer holds, he's never allowed to shech this Bechar. That's because he put a mom on it, we knas him, he's not allowed to shecht it. Whereas the Chomer and the Chomer say, Kshiva le mom acher yishchet olav. When another mom happens to it, so then he could shecht the Bechar because of that other mom. He's not allowed to shecht the Bechar due to the mom that he put on it, but if another mom happens, no problem, he could shecht the animal. Now we have a couple stories about this. It was a story with a male sheep that was very old, usari medoldol, and had long tangled wool. And Ra'o Kastor Echad, a Kastor, which is some sort of government official, he saw this, and Amar he asked, Mativa shalzeh, what is the story of this old sheep that's plodding on that has tons of wool hanging from it? Amrulai, they told him, Bacharhu, it's a Bachar, it's a firstborn, but any Nishchat Elim Kenhoi by Mum, it can't be shechted unless it has a Mum, so we just have to let it be. And we know also we're not allowed to do Giza, we can't shear it, so that's why I had this long, tangled, dirty wool, and it was just walking around munching on grass all day. So what did this fellow do? Natal Pigyoin, he took his Pigyoin, which is a dagger, Vitzaram Ba'aznai, and he nicked its ear. And Ubamas of Nechachamim, the store came to the Chamim, Vitiru, and they permitted this Bachar. But now what happened? Rashi Yitiru, he saw that he permitted it to be eaten because of that, Vahalch Vitzaram Bachar Sacherim. He went over to other Bechairis and he nicked their ears as well. Va'asru and the Chum then asered those Bechairis. Similarly, Pam Achas, one time there was little kids playing in the field, and they tied the tails of sheep together. And then obviously these sheep are trying to get away from each other. And one of their tails broke off. Turned out it was a Bechar. And that's obviously a mum. And they permitted that Bechar. Whereas Roshi Tiru, the kids saw that now it's permitted. And they went and tied other tales of Bechars to each other, Va'asru and the Chum asrued those cases. And Zaklau, this is the rule. Kol shu l'daitoi aserv, shalai l'daitoi mutter. If it's done with his knowledge, he knows what's going on. He understands that if him doing this is going to cause a mum and that's going to permit the Bechar, so it's aser. It's only if it's shalai l'daitoi, like in the initial situation of this officer that took his dagger and nicked the ear, or these kids that tied the tails together. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't realize that it was going to be materit. So then it's permitted. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Ramah Mishnah Dalan. Hey, continue to discuss Momim on a Bechar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.